This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
You know, I just have to say that I feel so blessed. I just feel so blessed. You know, life is so beautiful. The weather's so wonderful. It's just a great day. I have my health. I hope you have your health too. People say, what is the Sue Free Show? And I say, well, the Sue Free Show exists to empower you. Are you in need of passion, purpose, connection? Are you looking for a full and meaningful life? This show is about getting to know you. What are you passionate about? What is your purpose on this earth? Have you ever asked yourself that question? I know I have, more than once. What were you created for? When do you feel connected to another person? When do you feel connected to another person? I know when I feel connected. When do you feel connected? It's different for everyone. Who are you? Do you really know who you are? It is not what you do for a living that determines who you are. Our actions say who we are. When you are vulnerable, authentic, transparent, and teachable, those are all big words and tough words sometimes, going through challenging experiences, we can all grow and learn from one another. This journey is a process where you will be able to receive and discover who you are. And something I've learned is people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That's become more and more apparent to me all the time. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking about fierce conversations. And there's a book out, and it's really, really good book. And it's just talking about, you know, when you ask a person, you know, how are you feeling? You know, how's it going? And somebody says, fine. Well, my friend said that that stands for feelings inside not expressed. Isn't that good? I wrote that down. I thought that was awesome. So today we have a special guest. His name is Chris Clark, and he's the founder and CEO of the SMART Foundation. I like that, SMART. SMART stands for Support Music and Arts, and as for benefit organization, their goal is to make sure music and art remains a part of our children's education. Chris is a professional trombone player and music educator. As a businessman, he owned a musical instrument rep firm and two music stores before starting SMART in 1999 and is a member of Convene, another Convene member. He attends Saddleback Church, where he has served in the music ministry for 21 years, developed the Saddleback Academy of Music, and serves as a church counselor. Chris has a loving wife for 21 years and two beautiful teenage daughters. So his music ministry of 21 years and his wife of 21 years, I'm sure there's a story there. Is there?
Well, there is kind of.
Okay, absolutely. I like your laugh, Chris. Your laugh is great.
Well, thank you.
So what's the story? Tell us that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it just so happens that shortly after I got married to my lovely wife, I received a call from the music minister at Saddleback Church, Rick Muchow, who was getting ready to record an album there. And he hired me to play trombone on his album. And shortly after that, invited me to come and play in the orchestra there. And it was a life-changing experience. I realized that I was meant to be there, and that was meant to be my church family.
How wonderful.
Two wonderful things happened in the same year.
That's great. That's great. So what inspired you to start the SMART Foundation?
Well, what inspired me to start the SMART Foundation was that back when I owned my music stores, I found myself spending a good portion of my time helping to raise money for the local schools so that they could afford to buy stuff in my store. And, you know, the more I did that, the more I realized that my passion really is to serve. And I saw an opportunity to develop a nonprofit organization that could generate reoccurring income for the school programs. And that's how the Smart Foundation was born. And that the program that we developed was back then it was just called a good idea. Today it's called a social enterprise. But basically, what it was filling a need with an opportunity. Most of the kids that participate in a school instrumental music program, and we're talking about the elementary level, they have to provide their own instrument for the class, right?
Yeah.
They usually rent one or buy one. So what we did was to develop an instrument rental program. We actually call it the Instrument Rental Partnership Program, where the kids can rent their instruments from the Smart Foundation, and then we donate the proceeds back to their program to help support their own program.
That's ingenious. That's like really a great program, sounds like.
Yeah, it works well, and it generates quite a bit of income. In fact, we just made our first donations for the year. We have 16 schools in Orange County that just received about $16,000 from us through this program.
You know, there's so many cutbacks right now with schools and the teachers.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm part of another organization. It's a teachers fund organization that we participate and ask teachers that if they have any needs, that they write them down and they submit them in. And then we, as a group, we decide who's going to get the funds. And it's a nonprofit organization also. And it's amazing the stories that come over. I mean, teachers that don't even have paper
That's right.
A project. And I just can't imagine this world without music. And without the arts, it's just a tragedy. I'm a dancer, right? So dancing without music just can't happen.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Well, and there's also been lots and lots and lots of research that has proven the value of music and arts education for our kids, right?
Right. There are studies with the brain. You probably know more about that than I do. But there's something to do with the brain and music.
That's absolutely correct. And it, at its very core, on the education level, we know that music and arts education makes kids better test takers, which, you know, as a musician, that's not the thing I really want to tout the most, because who really wants to take tests? Right?
That's true.
No fun in that.
That's true.
But the reality of it is, the way our education system is set up today, it's set up around standardized tests.
Right.
And so that's core. We know that music and arts education can improve the cognitive and social skills in children also.
Mm-hmm.
But most important, especially recently, has been the clear understanding of where creativity, innovation, and imagination skills come from. That is the very core. Those are the very core skills that you get out of a music and arts education. And what's happening now is that we're seeing companies are begging the universities to develop programs that will provide them with graduates that have creative, innovative, and imagination skills, because that's what they believe they will need to grow through and beyond this current economic crisis. And that whole process starts in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to get them started early and get the parents vested in the value of music and arts education early so that they can be advocating for it in their schools.
And the children learn easier and quicker the younger they are.
Yeah, and it's fun.
Right, it is fun. Both of my kids were involved in music. My daughter took 4 years of piano, and I went with her, and I learned a lot about piano, but when it got to the second hand and the bass part, I got totally confused going backwards. And so I kind of lost interest, but my daughter stayed in it, and she was committed, and it taught a lot because of the practicing and just the commitment that goes with it of music. It's not just about the playing of the music, it's the commitment that goes along with it. And my son, funny story, is my son was never into music. I mean, he never had anything to do with it. He was ADD, and I homeschooled him in seventh grade.
Mm.
And in eighth grade, we went and we put him back into the middle school, and he had some elective choices to make. And this child had never been involved or interested at all in music. My daughter, let's go to piano class, but my son was playing soccer, and balls were his thing. He loved to play with balls and sports. And we go, and I'll never forget this. I was in shock. I stood in front of the desk, and the lady says, so what would you like to do? You know, what elective would you like to take? And he says, well, I think I'd like to take band. And I looked at him, and I'm like, okay, eighth grade, and you want to take band. You don't know how music, you don't know any of that. And then she says, okay, well, what instrument would you like to play? And do you know what he said?
What did he say?
The bass, the big one, the big one that you carry.
Yeah.
The tuba, the big, big instrument. And I'm like, well, one good thing about this is we will never lose it. Right?
Yeah, there you go.
But he loved it that year. He just loved it, and he took it in the eighth grade. This is the Sue Free Show on KKLA 99.5. If you'd like to call in and talk to us about any situation you've been in with your children or whatnot, phone number is 888-995-5552. Again, 888-995-5552. I've had people say I don't say the number enough, so I'm going to try to say it more today. Is that okay with you, Chris?
Absolutely.
Okay. So also, I have SueFreeze.com. If you check into that, you can get my radio shows from before, podcasts, all of these new electronic things. Another thing that you kind of got instilled in my brain right then is the creativity with the arts. You know, it's like our brain has a left and a right side.
That's right.
And, you know, in today's society, sometimes we get so stuck in one side that we don't move over to the other side. And to be a balanced human being with a quality of life, we have to go into both sides.
That's absolutely correct. And it's interesting that you would bring that up, because that's one of the issues that we face with education today, is that one of the big problems that we've run against with the whole No Child Left Behind concept, which in its pure state was probably a good idea. But unfortunately, as we have fallen into these just tragic year after year state and federal budget cuts, mm-hmm. more and more children are being left behind. And but what's happened is that we've moved education into a place where all we're focused on are these tests,
mm-hmm.
Which doesn't speak to the whole child. It doesn't educate the whole child. And that's where that's the role that the music and arts education really plays into the concept of the whole child, or a balanced education.
I just with my two kids, there's one that's a very good test taker and the other one's not a good test taker, but it doesn't mean that person's not smart.
That's absolutely
or that
right.
That person doesn't learn. It's like my employees. I have 54 employees, and I would say out of the 54, four of them might be good test takers, but the rest of them are very hands-on learners.
Mm-hmm.
They just have to have hands-on. So I can teach them much better by hands-on.
Well, and I would imagine that you would probably agree that creativity, even in your business, would be a valued commodity.
Oh, absolutely. Just
right?
Thinking outside the box.
Yeah, and you send somebody out on a call, or they've got to go and they're doing an inspection or whatnot. There's no black and white way to do that.
I tell them they're detectives.
That's right.
That's right. And they have to think.
That's right.
That's
so
right.
One of the best things you can do at your business, Sue, is start a band.
Will you come and lead it?
Sure, I'll come and lead it.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds like fun, actually. You know, we don't have enough fun. You know, it's like, can't be all work and no play. We've got to have some fun. And the arts is a fun, and people learn better when they're having fun.
That's right.
Yes.
Absolutely. And one of the core things to what we do at the Smart Foundation is understanding that, you know, we live in a broken world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we live in a broken world, and it's broken in more ways than one. And the facts are that education funding has been headed in this downward spiral for the last, really, 20 to 30 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can blame it on Prop 13, you can blame it on whatever you want, but the reality of it is it's been in major decline. And what's happening is that's forcing our public schools to have to make hardcore decisions where we're cutting nursing staff, we're cutting librarians, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're cutting core programs, which music and arts education has been identified as a core curricular subject.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, there's no questions about music and arts education on standardized tests. So mm-hmm. when it comes to the school board and the superintendent getting down to the bare bones here, and what are we going to cut? Well, they look at the three R's, right, for what they're going to keep, which I love hearing educators talk about the three R's.
Yeah, right? And arithmetic.
Three,
uh-huh, where's that?
Arithmetic, right? So I said, you know what, we need a fourth R. If you're going to go with arithmetic, we need to go with arts education.
There you go. I'm with you.
And, you know, so the fact is what we focus on at the Smart Foundation is educating the parents and the community as to the value of music and arts education. And we've developed a program called Champions for Music and Arts Education. And we help to establish advocacy groups in different school districts or different cities or, you know, wherever there's a need. And let me tell you, the need is great. In fact, it's getting scary. I'll share a statistic with you that I heard from the Orange County Department of Ed just a couple weeks ago, that two-thirds of all the school districts in Orange County have either eliminated their elementary music and arts programs or they're facing elimination of their music and arts programs at the elementary level.
That is so sad.
It is sad. And yet we're seeing areas where there's even rebuilding going on, but how that's happening or what's making that happen is parents and community members that are willing to go into the school board meetings and say, this is important to us. We value this. You know, we want you to keep this over that, or we want to help. We want to put together an education foundation or join the education foundation and help raise money for this. And it's all about developing advocacy, you know, and wrapping their arms around this need. So that's what we focus on at the Smart Foundation.
So this is the Sue Free Show on KKLA 99.5, and I'm talking to Chris Clark, the founder and CEO of the Smart Foundation, which is there to support and to bring back and to hold on to the arts and the music, in the schools.
Yeah.
And so it's really, really, really an important thing. And, you know, just from a personal note, my daughter has loved crayons since she was 2 years old, and I always said that God gave her the art, you know, drawing and painting. She's just an artist. She's just an artist. And even in her signature, she has made it very artistic with a fish in it, which is just so cool. And it's just really super. But she's an artist. And most of my paintings and pastels and everything in my house are hers. And she's won award after award in the arts. And she actually got a full ride to Long Beach State. She was valedictorian. She got straight A's in school. And she's got this artistic talent. And she actually went to Italy for her junior year. She's traveled abroad in her junior year and in college was in Italy, and she got accepted and accomplished her junior year in the Italian School of Art.
Wow, that's
yes.
fabulous.
Yes. And she's an amazing young woman. And I was hoping she'd call in, but she's not. So maybe I don't know why, but she's not calling in. But I just, you know, from a personal note, I know that art has been so incredible. I mean, she smells and she thinks in color. It's just the most amazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like every smell has a color. And it's not necessarily red as strawberry and whatnot. And even emotions to her are in color. And it's just amazing because it's a whole separate kind of thought process that goes on with that.
Right.
So do you have a fact sheet that talks about how important this is to the brain? Because I think that's important. And I'm also, you know, while we're a little talking about this, is that you sent me something, the Music Education for All Children, the Smart Foundation. I am going to post, if it's okay with you, on my website, the school music programs receive financial help, courts threaten shutdown.
Thank you.
If that's okay, if I post that on my it's called Helping Hands on my SueFreeze.com, and I have different sections on there, and people could download that or read about it, and I think it's a wonderful thing. I think what you're doing is amazing.
Well,
and,
thank you.
And teachers, you know, I just think teachers are very underpaid. I've always said that, you know. No offense to football players, but they're playing a game and they're making all this money, and then we have these teachers that aren't making what they should be making because they are changing the future. And I just have a heart for teachers, and I, you know, I really thought my daughter would end up being a teacher. She is in her own way. She's counseling, so that's teaching too.
Yeah, absolutely. And my wife is actually a seventh grade English teacher.
Oh, how wonderful.
And, so, you know, you're right. It all gets down to, you know, what our, at the very core, what our worldview is,
mm-hmm.
and what it is that we value as a society.
Right.
You know, a lot of times people are, not to be judgmental, but a lot of times people are real quick to just give up on public education instead of saying, wow, what can we do to help strengthen that that situation and get involved be a vessel to help many children, you know, which is, again, kind of what we focus on. We have a program we called GIFT, and GIFT stands for Granting Instruments Fulfilling Talent. And our ultimate goal is to make sure that any child that wants to participate in a music or arts program at their school has that opportunity. So that GIFT program provides instruments through our rental program that are based on payments on what the family can afford. You know, we believe that everybody should have a vested interest, even if you're paying $1 a month.
I agree with that.
For the instrument. But sometimes there are those people who can't even afford that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do gift instruments occasionally. But one of the reasons why we feel it's so important that we fight to keep these music and arts programs in the schools is because that represents an opportunity for every child to participate, not just the kids who can afford to participate in an after-school program. Or, you know, there's lots of ways that we can help fund those programs, and we actually help to provide programs in districts that have completely lost their programs, but we do it as a supplemental, as we're advocating to the school board and the community to get the art, music and arts programs put back into the school day.
For any person listening, if you could just imagine this world or your life without music, do you turn on the radio and listen to music? You know, the arts, you know, do you go and you watch plays? Do you, you know, do you love a beautiful painting? Do you admire God's work, you know, on canvas? Those things could be gone if we don't do something about it.
Amen.
It's very, very important. So why should we as a community be concerned about the status of music and arts education in our schools? Quite frankly, why should we?
Well, one of the most important things, first of all, is identifying what our most valued commodity is as a society.
Mm-hmm.
It's our children. Our children are our most valued commodity.
Amen to that.
And so our goal as parents should be to make sure that our kids get a well-rounded education. Ultimately, our goal should be, or what we all want as parents, is to see our kids get an education that puts them on the life path of success and significance, right? We want to see that.
Amen.
When our kids graduate, right, they are full with the knowledge and abilities that they need to land the job that they want, you know, that God wants us to have, right?
Right. And maybe it's in a band. Maybe it's in worship.
It could be.
Yes.
Absolutely, it could be. You know, and I think you made a great statement, Sue.
I did?
Yeah, you did. Well, you've made many great statements.
Oh, thank you.
Let me go back. Let me retract.
Okay.
But there was one in particular that stood out.
Okay, what was it? Tell me. I don't remember.
And that was the one where you said that we're all impacted by music.
Yes, we are.
You know, music is, it's an amazing gift that God gives us. And when you think about it, it's one of those things that I truly, truly feel that we take for granted. You know, it has the power to heal you when you're depressed or when you're sick, when you're down, right? It has the power to energize you, you know, when you need to go play that game or you're riding your bike and you've got to push that extra mile,
right,
you know,
right?
Right? And it has the power to bring us closer to God.
Oh, doesn't it?
Through worship. And it's just, it's an amazing tool. And it's one of those things that if we truly value for our children, we need to be willing to fight for that.
I agree.
You know, and that's why as a community and as a society, we need to, we should value music and arts education.
Yep. Well, there's some, you know what, there's some kids that that might be just it. That might be the thing that brings them from I always said that you want to keep your kids busy because, idle hands get into trouble. So if if athletics is one way, music is another. Not everybody is athletic. Not all children are athletic. Even athletic people can be musically inclined. So it's important that we have well-rounded children, well-rounded adults.
That's
functioning
right.
Adults.
That's right. Absolutely. And again, it's all about making sure that the children of tomorrow have the best opportunity for success. It's all about that. So the question we need to ask ourselves is, what's the value that we place on our children's education? And, this is not a... It doesn't matter what you think about taxes or whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or it really doesn't matter. None of that matters. What matters is that our children are suffering. Our education system is struggling. It's suffering. And it's broken. And what we know is that there's not been a single person that I have spoken to that has been able to foresee any change in the funding for public education for at least another 5 to 7 years.
So we have to take part and we have to take action.
That's right.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Right.
And we've got to take charge of that. We have the ability to do that. And that's what the Smart Foundation focuses on. Our goal is to educate parents in the community and business people. Also, why it's important and why they need to support this. And that's why companies like Boeing are supporting the Smart Foundation. Boeing actually provided 2 grants for the Smart Foundation in 2010.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it is fantastic.
That's great.
One of them was to help us to develop our website, but the second one was an interesting one. They actually have a program called the Global Corporate Citizen Program, and that's where Boeing they donate millions of dollars into the communities around their plants and offices and businesses and whatnot to support the communities that their employees work in. They're a fabulous company.
Yes, they are. I have friends that work for them, and they are fantastic.
Yeah.
The phone number here is 888-995-5552, and we're going to be going to a break in a minute. So I have a question for the callers. What is the importance of the arts, especially music, being a part of the public education? If you have a story, if you have a question, whatever it is, I want you to call in and talk to us. Again, the phone number is 888-995-KKLA or 5552, and we'd love to hear from you. Chris, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, I'm going to want you to answer this question. How do you use smart to serve God's kingdom? That's going to be the question I ask after the break. So we will be back with more of the Sue Free Show and Chris Clark, the CEO of the Smart Foundation, on 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Free Show.
We have a $200 off if you get your termite inspection and work done this month. You can have $200 off your service. So that's a really good thing we're offering right now. So back to you, Chris. How do you use smart to serve God's kingdom?
Well, that's a great question, and I really appreciate the opportunity to answer that question, because at the very core, that's really what we're all about.
I agree.
You know, the key verse that I use for that is Luke 10:27, right, which is a key verse in many different ways. Jesus was asked, you know, what is the greatest commandment? And he responded, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind. And core to our messaging is the second part, and love your neighbor as yourself. And this doesn't say love your Christian neighbor as yourself.
Right.
God loved all people. And it doesn't say only love your neighbor that doesn't park his car in front of your driveway. It doesn't say only love the neighbor that doesn't let his plants grow over your fence line. Right?
Right.
It says love everybody. And so that's core. I also know that God gifted me with a passion for music. You know, playing my horn is one thing as a trombone player. I love to play my horn, but he's also given me a passion to serve. And I have seen through the years that he's taken both of those passions and gifts that he's given me and allowed me to put those to work for his kingdom, which is serving his people. It's challenging sometimes working in the world, right?
Yes.
It's easy to get battle weary sometimes as a Christian working in the world. But I kind of look at it this way. You know, if I had the cure for cancer, if God blessed me with the gift of knowing what the cure for cancer was, if I held that to myself, then that would be extremely selfish of me. That's not how God has gifted us and set us up. He set us up so that for us to share the good news with the world, right?
Right.
So the fact that he has given me this passion for music and arts education and helped me to see the value, the valuable role that it can play for every child, that's one of the very core values that we have built into the Smart Foundation. And, you know, it's interesting how, you know, we as Christians sometimes look at how to use our testimony within our field of influence, right, at our business.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes our testimony is about planting seeds. And sometimes our testimony is about reaping the harvest,
mm-hmm.
right? Sometimes it's about taking people to the cross. And at the Smart Foundation, I am absolutely blessed at the fact that we get to plant lots of seeds. I mean, our goal and purpose is really to help people see the hope and joy through some of these gifts that God has provided to us. Music and arts is one of those.
Mm-hmm. We have a caller on the line. It's Bill, and he has something to say. He's from Moore Park. Bill, are you with us?
I'm with you.
Well, hello. How are you?
Hello, Bill.
I'm great. I learned to play the trombone in school, and so I had to call a fellow trombone player.
All right.
And say how much, you know, I enjoy brass, and I no longer attend Saddleback. I've moved away, but I certainly enjoyed the music program and the band at Saddleback. But what I wanted to add to your great discussion was that you know, music helps people, they not only become soloists, but they usually play in some kind of, you know, a band or an ensemble, and they learn about, you know, developing kind of a team and harmony together, and that,
absolutely,
you know, they can make great music together. And, you know, I went to my grandson's, he's only seven, but he's playing in a basketball tournament. And, you know, every time anybody on the team gets the ball, they want to shoot it. And they're not really developing, you know, the team mindset up to this point. But it just kind of reminds me just how important it is that, you know, individuals can make baskets, but, you know, teams win games.
That's right.
And music helps to do that.
Very good point.
Yeah,
very good
point.
We have another caller. I don't want to massacre her name. Lizianne, or... She can tell me her name. How do you say your name? I'm sorry.
It's Lizianne.
Lizianne. It's beautiful.
Yes, you are close.
Very
Thank
beautiful.
You.
So what do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to talk about to affirm what you're saying, music really transcends cultures, it transcends any barriers that language and whatever. My husband is an artist, he's a musician, he does public schools, assemblies, and library shows, uh-huh. and he always tries to bring kids to just to bang on anything that they can find. And we live in a very, very prominent area, and for us, this is God's world, and we are here, and it doesn't matter how we get here. But the thing is, how are we impacting our community? So my husband is trying to really find ways to reach kids who do not have access to most of this arts and music, because anything here, around here, if you want your children to be in after school program, arts or music, you have to have something like $150 for some few weeks.
Right.
And it's very, very expensive. Yet, I have three kids, three sons, 12 years old, and 8 years old, and 3 years old. They are all musical. They are all artistic. But because of the limited means in their schools, they don't really have a lot of good programs, and I can't afford to buy them these amazing instruments they want to play. But because God has blessed us with the father who is a musical, he does what he can to help them.
Yeah, that's fabulous. And, you know, I'll tell you, one of the ways that your family can get involved with advocating for music education within your schools and yes. helping to find support is that there's two key organizations in our state that are helping to work on this, one of which is the California State PTA. And the state PTA has actually added an arts advocate leader position to their staffing of every PTA in the state. That's their goal. And the whole purpose of that position as a parent advocate is to help generate interest and fight to make sure that there's access to programs in the schools. The second one is the California Alliance for Arts Education. And the California Alliance is helping to establish advocacy networks in every school district across our state is their goal. And you can get information on both of their programs either by going to the Smart Foundation website, which is, Sue, you mind if I give out our web address?
We'll do that at the very end.
Okay.
Okay.
So you can go there, or you can go to the California Alliance website or the California State PTA.
And we will publicize that on my website also. I have another caller. It's Phil in Victorville, and he wants to talk. Phil, you there?
I sure am. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was driving down the street and heard your show for the first time and thought, wow, they're talking about the arts, so I
yes.
probably should call in.
Well, I'm so glad you did. So you want to add something to how important it is to have arts in our schools?
Well, I think it's very important because one of the things through experience that I have found out is that there gives a connection between the parent and the children. And it's something they can connect to. Like, I'm into swing dancing, and both my kids learned how to do that and grew up where they just want to spend all the time they can with me. So it actually gives us something in common that we can go out and do. And I know that right now, I'm working some out in Palmdale and stuff, and a lady out there, Lisa Sandoval, is running a thing called Dancing Feet, which has been introduced into some of the elementary schools, and it's beginning to grow, and they're adding it in more and more schools.
Fabulous.
So it's wonderful. It's something that the kids and the parents can do together.
And it's a community member that's coming in to help provide that service to the schools, which is fabulous.
Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, the way it sort of works is she's a speech therapist with the school, and they actually teach the teachers in the school, and then the teachers within the school teach their classes, and then they get together and go to a competition and compete against each other.
I've seen these competitions. They're awesome.
That's great.
Yes.
That's great.
So it's community involvement, and Phil's main thing is that, you know, it can connect the kids to the parents, and it's something we can do together as a family.
Exactly.
Whether it's
Definitely.
Art or... Yes, thank you so much for calling, Phil.
Thank you,
You're
Phil.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
So Chris, is there anything else you want to add to this? And at the very end, we'll give your website and contact information at the very end of the show. My show has been picked up by Santa Maria in San Diego, and so we always put that at the very end of the show.
Great. That's fabulous.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful. So how is Convene? We talked about Convene. First, explain to those that don't know what Convene is. I'm a member of it, and it's a wonderful organization. So explain kind of what Convene is.
Well, Convene is a CEO or business owner peer-to-peer membership group. And what we do is we have meetings once a month where we as CEOs can cry on each other's shoulders.
Yes.
You know, share the good things that are going on in our businesses and organizations and the challenges that we have. And I love the tagline, which is business performance with a kingdom perspective.
Uh-huh.
So our main focus always is to look at ways that we can encourage each other to make sure that our priorities are right and that Jesus is at the center of our businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, Convene for me, and I have to give a plug for my chair, Matthew Fullerton. Matthew has become an incredible mentor in my life. And I'll tell you what Convene has meant to me is, you know, we mentioned before that, you know, when we work in the world, especially as a nonprofit, where we're typically expected to do more with less, it's easy to get battle weary. And when I go to my Convene meetings, it's like going to the well of living water. You know, I feel like I'm refreshed by these men and women who, you know, pat me on the back and say, it's okay. You know, it's that we all have these challenges. We all, you know, and we share verse together and pray together, and it's just an amazing group.
I have found, Chris, that, you know, I've been in Bible studies before, and Bible studies are a wonderful place because a lot of the times, you know, we get into trouble or we have problems and we kind of feel like we're all alone in this problem. Like we're the only one experiencing whatever it is we're going through. We're the only ones there. And then you go to this group setting where you can really be transparent and vulnerable and lay it all out there.
That's right.
And realize that other people might be experiencing maybe not exactly the same thing, but something similar. And it's not so bad when you've got other people because they're somewhere else. They're in a different place in the process because life is a process. Life is a journey, and it's a wonderful journey if we accept it that way. Even
That's
in
right.
in our trials and our tribulations, it's a journey, and we will get through this. You know, God says he won't give us more than we can handle. And sometimes I look at him and I say, are you sure? It sure feels like it's more than I can handle right now.
Well, you know, you're right. And I know that verse, but it still doesn't stop me from having an occasional pity party.
I know that feeling too. I know. But isn't it wonderful to be able to be with a group that is safe, that you can be real? Because not every place is real and not every place is safe. But when you can find a place that's safe where you can really be real and you can say, you know what, I'm having a tough time and this is why. And I don't even like what I'm saying right now. I don't like who I am right this second because I wish I wasn't feeling what I'm feeling, but I am feeling what I'm feeling and that's just the way it is. But to come with other people along and they come alongside you and they say, you know what, let's look at this. Let's dissect this. Let's pray about it. What does God say about this? And then we are articulate, and then we come up with a plan.
Yeah,
and it
absolutely.
Feels so good to come out of there with something more than when you walked in, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And it's fun, too, because, you know, those of us who are CEOs and own our own companies or organizations, we tend to be a little on the, let's say, type A side.
No, really? No, really?
just a little bit. You know, so it takes a special kind of place. It takes God's participation, I think, sometimes to soften our hearts and our souls enough to trust other believers and be able to open up and truly share, like you said, in a very non-threatening but open environment with other type A's. It's an amazing process. It's a blessing. It's an absolute blessing.
What I've realized, Chris, is the impact each and every one of us has. It doesn't matter if it's just a smile. It doesn't matter if it's a frown. Sometimes, you know, before I walk in the office, I have to stop myself before I go in because I've had 4 phone calls on the way in that were not positive. And I'm in the parking lot. I'm parking my car. There's 3 technicians standing there with smiles. And I am like trying to just get a grip on what just happened on my phone call. And so then I have to like take a deep breath and, Lord, you know, just help me with this. It's going to be okay. I know you're with me. And then I put a smile on my face and I just get out of my car. And it's not that it's not genuine. It is, because I know he's in control. But I still have this battle. But I understand, too, that I'm impacting those that I come in contact with right. just a smile or a frown or a, you know, a look. It could have nothing to do with who's there, but I'm impacting them, and I want to be positive impact. And all of us have that responsibility.
Absolutely.
To impact in a positive way.
That's
and
right.
Getting back to the SMART Foundation, the SMART Foundation is impacting because music and arts impact us in so many ways. And we really, really, really need to focus on making sure that our kids and those kids that we have something to do with, whether it's our grandkids or our sister's children, that we impact them in a wonderful way to where they can be fully rounded and just get most out of life they can.
That's right. And it's also very important to realize that music and arts education isn't just about building musicians or artists. Or you know, putting them into that type of place. It's about what Bill said. It's about leadership skills. It's about team building skills. It's about developing, you know, your cognitive and social skills and building creativity and innovation and imagination and preparing kids for that life of success and significance. And that's the place where we need to be, right? The 4 R's of education.
4 R's.
Reading, writing, arithmetic, and arts education.
Yes, yes. I so agree. I mean, you know, just personally, I agree. From a mother's point of view, mm-hmm. I know that that has impacted my children personally, and
yeah,
I'm going
to
make sure.
Isn't that amazing to look at how, I mean, now you can see that scope, right?
Yes.
You have the perspective of being able to see what got them to where they are today.
Yes, yes.
You know, and I'm the same way with my teenage daughters, who I know they hate it when I talk about them, but...
Please talk about them. What are they doing now?
I think they're listening to it.
Oh, good, good. Hi, daughters.
But my younger daughter is, she's 13, and she is, she loves to draw. She's like your daughter.
Yep.
You know, just every spare minute she has, she's drawing, she's taking pictures, you know, she's doing all that. My 15-year-old daughter is playing the banjo.
Really?
Never thought I'd have one of those in my house.
I love banjo.
Well, I think she told me that one thing she loved about banjo is that it's one of those instruments you can never play with a frown on your face.
Right. It's a happy instrument.
That. Right, yeah, and she's into drama and acting and very interested in the entertainment business side of things, producing, directing, and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, they grew up with a father who's a musician, but the reality of it is, you know, I've had a limited impact. It's been, these are the passions that God has given them. You know, and if anything, he's equipped me as a parent to help encourage them through my experiences, you know, as to what the value of these gifts can be for them. You know, it's just amazing to think about how God works through all that stuff.
Let me ask you a question. When a child starts piano, I saw some mothers with kids with piano, and it should be the kids that want to do it, but they're too young to know that they want to do it, right?
Uh-huh.
So start the piano lessons, and then the child gets disillusioned or just decides they don't want to do it anymore. You know, I had a hard decision to make because we made a commitment, my daughter and I, to do this piano thing for XYZ. And about the last 6 months or whatnot, it was we were holding to our commitment, but the love of what we were doing wasn't there anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what happened, but something happened. But we stayed with the commitment and did it. And I think sometimes parents push their children through that tough time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're thankful on the other side that they did.
Sure.
But that's a tough balance on whether the child wants to continue on or not.
It is a tough balance. And I think it's funny that the image that comes to me, this is going to be strange, but it's just the way I act. It's kind of like kids and vegetables.
Uh-oh.
Right? Not every child likes Brussels sprouts. Right?
Right.
But there's lots of other vegetables for them to eat.
That's true.
So in other words, I think that you need to go where you feel you need to go with your child. You know them better than anyone else. My kids have played a few different instruments, and they both started on a string instrument. You know, Hannah played the violin, and Molly played the cello, and they both played a couple of different instruments. And I just see how their interest and desire has progressed, even though those are not the instrument that they've continued to play. Does that make sense?
Right.
You know, so to me, the most important thing is to continue to support them in where they feel God is leading them in their talents. And so we've got a room full of instruments.
Do you think that every parent should, kind of encourage the child to take music?
I think that every child should encourage, or every parent should encourage their child to get involved in one of the avenues of the arts. You know, whether that be music or dance or painting, anything. There's value in all, but not all kids take to music.
That's true. That's true. So now we're to that point for your shameless commercial.
Ah, my shameless commercial.
Yes.
Well, where can I go with that?
I don't know. My sister just texted me, and she said that they're in Costa Mesa, and they have to fund everything themselves for music.
Yep.
And she says this is a wonderful program. She's so excited.
Well, and I thank you for that. And our goal ultimately, again, is to equip parents in the community to be able to fight this fight. And this is going to be a long battle. This is not going to be a quick fight, or it's not going to be a quick fix. So you can find out more information, your listeners can find out more by going to our website at www.smartfoundation.org. They can also email me directly at chris@smartfoundation.org if they have any questions.
Okay, and if you don't remember any of that, go to suefreeze.com and we'll have the information up on my website. It's been great, Chris, having you on the show with us. And I'm looking forward to next week. I don't know who it's going to be yet, but I'm sure it's going to be good. So thank all of you for listening. Until next week, have a blessed day. Have a blessed week. Bye for now.
Child, you're forgiven in love. Child, you're forgiven, and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven in love.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E. coli has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. coli keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call E. coli today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.